بمصابنا على سيدنا ومولانا الحسين صلى الله عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي يا رسول الله صلى الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي ويا مولاي وابن مولاي يا أبا عبد الله يا رحمة الله الواسعة ويا باب نجاة الأمة ويا عبرة كل مؤمن ومؤمنة ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ والتجأ إليكم يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز فوزا عظيما بكيت لرسم الدار من عرفاتي وأجريت دمع العين بالعرصات مدارس آيات خلت من تلاوة ومنزل وحي مقفر العرصات لآل رسول الله بالخيف من منى وبالبيت والتعريف والجمرات ديار علي والحسين وجعفر وحمزة والسجاد ذي الثفنات منازل كانت للدين والتقى وللصوم والتطهير والصلوات أفاطم لو خلت الحسين مجدلا وقد مات عطشانا بشط فرات Let us go to Aba Abdullah. It is the night of cries and mourning. We say to him, Ya Sayyidana wa Mawlana. It is Ashura night. Imagine yourself standing in front of the shrine of Aba Abdullah. We say to him all together, men and women tonight, Ya Sayyidana wa Mawlana. إنا توجهنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا يا وجيها عند الله. يا وجيها عند الله. يا وجيها عند الله. شيعتي مهما شربتم عذب ماء فاذكروني أو سمعتم بقتيل أو ذبيح فاندبوني فأنا السبط الذي من دون جرم قتلوني. I want to read some poetry in Arabic, some poetry in Persian, some poetry in the English language, and then introduce you to the story and the tragedy of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. So wherever you are, I want you to feel yourself, you are sitting in Karbala tonight, facing those sands that Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi fell onto this morning. Barmasham mirasad har lazbu ye Karbala. برمشام میرسد هر لحظه بوی کربلا بر دلم ترسم بماند آرزوی کربلا از حرم تا قتلگاه زینب صدا می زد حسین آه زینب صدا می زد حسین دست و پا می زد حسین. All of you all together, Karbala, ya. All of the men and women that want to be present in Karbala tonight, Karbala, ya, Karbala, Karbala. شيعتي مهما شربتم عذب ماء فاذكروني أو سمعتم بشهيد أو ذبيح فاندبوني كربلا كربلا. I want louder voices. فأنا السبط الذي من دون جرم قتلوني كربلا كربلا. Look at us, Ya Aba Abdullah, tonight, all the way in this city. Yet we chant the name of your city. We are in love with this city, Ya Aba Abdullah. for it holds the shrine of my Shia, oh my Shia. Every time you drink water, remember me. And every time you hear of a martyr, do not forget me, for I am the grandson, and they beheaded me. Karbala, Karbala, oh my Shia, every time you drink water, remember me. And every time you hear of a martyr, do not forget me, for I am the grandson, and they beheaded me. And after beheading me, they trampled my body. Karbala, ya Karbala, Karbala, Karbala. Now that you have all taken your hearts and souls to Aba Abdullah, to Karbala, I'll read a summary of the tragedy of Imam Hussein this morning. And I want all the brothers and sisters to know that tonight, inshallah, we cry alongside Rasulullah. We cry alongside Fatima. We cry alongside Amir al-Mu'mineen, al-Imam al-Hassan. And more importantly, our Mawla, Sahib al-Zaman. He says to his father, to his grandfather Hussein, لَأَبْكِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعِ دَمَا. I cry tears of blood for you, Ya Aba Abdullah. لما أصبح الصباح من يوم عاشوراء صلى الحسين صلاة الصبح مع أصحابه وبعد الصلاة خطب فيهم وقال هيا يا أصحابي إلى الموت الذي لا بد منه. In the morning and the dawn of the day of Ashura, Imam Hussein led the morning prayers with his companions. Then he stood and gave them a speech. In his speech he told them, O my companions, prepare for the imminent death. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالْقِتَالِ. I want you to remain steadfast and strong and observe patience. فأعطى الراية لأخيه العباس وصفى صفوفهم. Then he gave the flag to his brother Abbas and he aligned his army. فنادى شمرا للحسين تعجلت بالنار في الدنيا قبل الآخرة. O Ya Hussein, you have created a fire for yourself in the dunya before the hereafter. فقال الحسين من هذا؟ فقالوا له هو شمر بن ذو الجوشن. قال له الحسين أنت أولى بها مني صليا. He says, أبا عبد الله says, who is this man? They say to him, he is Shimr ibn Dhul Jawshan. Aba Abdullah says, O Shimr, you are closer to the punishment of Allah than I and my family. فأراد أحد الأصحاب أن يرميه بسهم. One of the companions wanted to send an arrow towards Shimr. فقال الحسين لا تفعل إني أكره أن أبدأهم بالقتال. I don't want you to send this arrow. I hate to be the first one to initiate this war. فلما رأى الحسين جمع الأعداء رفع يده إلى السماء وقال اللهم أنت ثقتي في كل شدة. Then when Aba Abdullah saw the gathering of the enemies and the numbers of them, he said, O Allah, you are my only assistant, you are my only help. Narrations say there were more than 25,000 people facing your imam. ثم دعا براكبته وفرسه وكان فرس رسول الله. Then he asked for his horse, and it was the horse of Rasulullah. وجعل عمامته على رأسه وقام فيهم خاطبا قائلا هل يحل لكم قتلي وانتهاك حرمتي؟ ألست ابن بنت نبيكم وابن وصيه وابن عمه وابن أول الناس إسلاما؟ أوليس حمزة سيد الشهداء عمي؟ أوليس جعفر الطيار عمي؟ أم لم تسمعوا قول رسول الله في وفي أخي الحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة؟ He went to them riding on the horse of Rasulullah, wearing the turban of the Prophet. He says to them, how are you allowed to gather here to kill me and slaughter me and take my family as captives? Am I not the son of Fatima? Am I not the grandson of Rasulullah? Am I not the nephew of my uncle Hamza? Am I not the son of the first man whom entered Islam? Or did you not hear the words of my grandfather about me and my brother Hassan? Al-Hassan wal-Hussein are the masters of youth of paradise. أيها العينان فيضا واستهلا لا تغيضا وابكيا بالطف ميتا ترك الصدر رضيضا. فقام عمر بن سعد ورمى أول سهم على مخيم الحسين عليه السلام وقال اللعين اشهدوا لي عند الأمير بأني أول من رمى على معسكر الحسين. Then عمر بن سعد stood and he sent the first arrow towards the camp of أبا عبدالله and he said, I want you to be a witness with the Amir that I was the first man to launch the arrow towards the camp of Imam Hussein. فبدأوا يرمون على خيام الحسين حتى قامت عجة وبعدها وإذا بخمسون من أصحاب الحسين قتلوا. Then they began to bombard the camp of Aba Abdullah. There was dust. After the dust settled down, 50 of the companions of Aba Abdullah had been killed. فقام الحر عليه السلام وقال إني أخير نفسي بين الجنة والنار يا أبا عبد الله إني كنت أول خارج عليك فأذن لي أن أكون أول من يقاتل بين يديك. فأذن الحسين له بذلك. Then حر بن يزيد الرياحي came. He said, He says, يا أبا عبد الله أنا الذي جعجع بكم الطريق. I am the one that intercepted your caravan. I am the one that caused this misery. يا أبا عبد الله, allow me to be the first to defend you. Imam Hussein allowed him. He went to the enemy shouting those lines. إني أنا حر وماء والضيف أضرب في أعناقكم بالسيف عن خير من حل بأرض الخيف فقاتل الحر حتى قتل فجاء إليه الحسين يمسح عن وجهه المبارك ويقول أنت حر في الدنيا والآخرة أنت حر كما سمتك أمك He fought until he died. Imam Hussein came to him. He says to him, O Hur, indeed, you are a free man. Then the tribe of Hur came. And this is where the tragedy lies. Hur's tribe came. They began to take Hur's body away. So they washed this body. So they buried this body several kilometers away from Karbala. As Sayyida Zainab came out of her tent, she says, what is happening? They say that they are taking the body of Hur. They're about to go and bury the body of Hur. Because Hur has a tribe. For Hur has people to defend him. Hur has people to carry his body. Zainab says, what about the body of my brother Hussein? Who's going to carry the body of my brother Hussein? ليس الغريب غريب الأهل والوطن بل الغريب غريب الغوص والكفن فأقبل حبيب بن مظاهر وهو يبكي فسلم على الإمام وأصحابه فردوا عليه السلام فسمعت زينب بنت أمير المؤمنين عليها السلام وقالت أبلغوه سلامي فأبلغوه السلام فلطم وجهه وحث التراب على رأسه وقال من أنا حتى تسلم علي زينب بنت أمير المؤمنين حر بن يزيد came he said سلام to أبا عبد الله and his companions they said the salam back then Zainab heard the salam she says send my salam to Habib a man came he says Habib Zainab bint Amir al-Mu'mineen sends her salam he began to take the dust pour it on his head and say who am I that Zainab the daughter of Ali sends her salam to me فذهب وقاتل حتى وقع على الأرض جاءه الحسين مع مسلم بن عوسجة وقال له الحسين يا حبيب كنت فاضلا تختم القرآن في كل ليلة Oh حبيب I witness that you used to read the whole Quran in one day and evening Then مسلم بن عوسجة says to him يا حبيب Is there anything that you want to tell me before you depart the dunya Habib ibn Mabagher points towards Abu Abdullah and he says ya muslim alayka bihadha al-ghareeb take care of this ghareeb take care of this mazloom لما رأى سبط أصحاب الوفا قتلوا نادى أبا الفضل أين الفضل الفارس البطل وأين من دنيا الأصحاب قد بذلوا بالأمس كانوا معي واليوم قد رحلوا وخلفوا في سويد القلب نيرانا والله إن عادوا وإن رجعوا لأزرعن طريق الطف ريحانا لأزرعن طريق الطف ريحانا فجاء القاسم عليه السلام إلى عمه الحسين فلما نظر إليه الحسين اعتنقه وبكيا حتى غشيا عليهما ذن قاسم بن الحسن came in the tent of Aba Abdullah. Aba Abdullah looked at this young man. They began to cry and weep. فأقبل القاسم يقبل يده ورجله ويقول ائذن لي يا عم حتى جاءه الحسين بعمامة أبيه الحسن وسيف أبيه الحسن وألبسهما وقال له يا بني كيف ترى الموت فقال له يا عم في نصرتك أحلى من العسل فقال له الحسين اذهب بارك الله فيك فأقبل القاسم قائلا قاسم came he insisted on Aba Abdullah Aba Abdullah says to him oh Qasim you remind me of my brother Hassan how can I allow you to go Qasim fell on the hands of his uncle oh uncle please allow me to go and defend you Imam Hussein came he gave him the amama of his father the sword of his father then he says to him Qasim how do you find this death that you're marching towards He says, in your assistance, Ya Aba Abdullah, it is sweeter than honey. Then he marched towards the enemies, counting those lines, إن تنكروني فأنا نجل الحسن سبط النبي المجتبى والمؤتمن هذا الحسين كالأسير المرتهن بين أناس لا سقوا صوب المزن فقاتل القاسم قتالا شديدا حتى أصيب وسقط عن فرسه ثم نادى يا عماه أدركني فأتاه الحسين ورآه شهيدا قال عز على عمك أن تدعوه فلا يجيبك أو يجيبك فلا يعينك أو يعينك فلا يغني عنك إمام حسين then suddenly heard the cries of Qasim oh uncle come to my rescue Imam Hussein went to Qasim but when he reached Qasim it was too late Imam Hussein took this young man he says Qasim what is your uncle going to do when he's arrived here to help you but he can be of no assistance دول ابني يا ابني شقول عليك يا ابني دول ابني زماني بيك دول ابني دول ابني زماني بيك يا سلوى شلون انساك وانسى ايامك الحلوة فأقبل العباس عليه السلام وكان يلقب بقمر العشيرة فقال للحسين يا حسين ائذن لي بالبراز قال له أبا عبد الله يا عباس أنت صاحب اللواء فقال العباس لا تلمني أني سمعتك تقول وقلتنا صراخ I heard you, Aba Abdullah, was received by Aba al-Fadl, and he had the title of Qamar Bani Hashim. He came to his brother, he says to him, "Oh brother, allow me to go." Imam Hussein says to him, "Abbas, you are the flag bearer. How can you go, Abbas?" Abbas says, "Ya Hussein, don't blame me, for I cannot take your word saying, 'Ala hal min nasirin yansuruna.' Is there anyone to come to our rescue? 'Ala min nasirin yansuruna wa nahnu alu bayti rasulillah." فقال له الحسين اذا اذهب وات لهؤلاء الاطفال شربة من الماء. فذهب العباس الى الفرات ونزل إلى الماء وأراد أن يشرب، فتذكر عطش الحسين ورمى الماء على الماء قائلا. Then he went right into the Euphrates. He wanted to drink water. He remembered the thirst of Aba Abdullah. He poured the water back in its place. And he read those lines, "All of you with Abbas. يا نفس من بعد الحسين هوني وبعده ما كنت أن تكوني هذا الحسين وارد المنون وتشربين بارد المعين." He took the water, حملها في حمل القرب على كتفه قائلا إني أنا العباس أغدو بالسقى ولا أخاف الموت يوم الملتقى. فرموه بالنبال من كل جانب. They bombarded Abbas with their arrows from every angle. وجاء لعين وقطع يده اليمنى. فأصبح العباس قائلا. A man came and amputated his right arm. Abbas began to shout, "والله إن قطعتم يميني إني أحامي أبدا عن ديني وعن إمام صادق اليقين نجل النبي الطاهر الأمين." وجاء لعين وضربه بالعمود على رأسه. فسقط العباس قائلا, "يا أخاه أدركني." Then a man came from the back and he struck the head of Abbas with his pole. Abbas fell from the horse saying, "Oh brother, come to the rescue of your brother." Imam Hussein went to his brother. He held his head in his lap. Abbas didn't know who he was because he had an arrow in his right eye. An arrow in the left eye. He says to him, "Oh man, I want you to keep me for several moments so my brother Hussein can come, so I can say my goodbyes to my brother Hussein." Imam Hussein says to him, "Abbas, I am your brother." He says to him, "Oh brother, I want one thing from you. Don't take me back to the tent. Why? Because I am ashamed of Ruqayya. I am ashamed of those kids that I promised them to water." Yes, whoever asks Abbas, if Abbas does not give him, he becomes ashamed. Qamar Bani Hashim, Babu الحوائج. وإذا بالحسين مد رجلي وشهق شهقة وفارقت روحه الدنيا. أين المنادي وعباسا وشهيدا؟ Then Imam Hussein puts him towards the Qibla. And then he joked and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. His soul departed in the lap of his brother. Imam Hussein got up to go back towards the woman. However, he could not walk. They say that his back had been broken. He was walking with a limp. They came, they said to him, Where is our uncle Abbas? And in news from the water, he could not tell them that Abbas had been killed. He went to the tent of Abu al-Fadl. He took the pole of the tent down. He took the tent of Abu al-Fadl down. Meaning, oh men, oh women, oh children, there is no longer protection in this camp. There is no Abbas. عمد الحديد بكربلا خسف القمر من هاشم فلتبكه العليا مضار فمشى إليه السبط ينعه كسار تل أنا ظاهريا حبيب ومعيني فجاء علي الأكبر نحو والده الحسين وكان أشبه الناس خلقا وخلقا ومنطقا لرسول الله فنظر إليه الحسين وقال له إلي ولدي علي لكي أشمك وأشمني وأودعك وتودعني. Then علي الأكبر came in the tent of his father to ask for permission. Imam Hussein looked at his son علي الأكبر and he told him, Oh my son علي, come closer so that I can smell off your scent for the last time. So I say my goodbyes to you and you say your goodbyes to me. And he most resembled the Prophet in his akhlaq and in his looks and morality. فبكيا حتى غشيا عليهما. They cried until they both passed out. وقال الحسين قبل خروج الأكبر اللهم اشهد على هؤلاء القوم فقد برز إليهم غلام أشبه الناس خلقا وخلقا ومنطقا برسول الله. When he was leaving, Imam Hussein raised his voice and he said, Oh Allah, be a witness that a man is marching on to them that most resembles Rasulullah in his akhlaq and in his lungs. وقرأ هذه الآية باكيا إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوح وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم. Then he read this ayah and he told his son علي الأكبر to go and march towards the enemies. علي الأكبر went. He marched towards the enemies until his father was watching him. His father sees a dangerous man coming towards him, a man of danger coming towards علي الأكبر. Imam Hussein's color changes, his face changes, his mother Layla is looking. She says, Aba Abdullah, what has happened? He says, I see a dangerous man marching towards my son. Ya Layla, اذهبي إلى الخيمة وانشري شعرك وادع الله فإن دعاء الأم مستجابا بحق ولدها. Oh Layla, go inside the tent and pray to Allah for the dua of a mother is accepted for her child. This mother went in the tent. She opened her hair. She raised her hands and what did she say? She says, Ya Radayu يوسف إلى Yaqub. Oh, the one that sent Yusuf back to Yaqub. Ilahi bihurmat al-Husayn. Ilahi bi'atash al-Husayn. Ilahi bi'ghurbat al-Husayn. Ruddali waladi Ali. Oh Allah, and the thirst of Hussein, and the loneliness of Hussein, I want you to send my son back. He came back, he said his goodbyes once again to his mother. Then he says, oh father, I can no longer fight because of the thirst. Is there any water? Imam Hussein says to him, Ali, your father is more thirsty than you. أنا علي ابن الحسين ابن علي نحن وبيت الله أولاد النبي أضربكم بالسيف أحمي عن أبي ضرب غلام هاشمي علوي فجعل يقاتل حتى قتل تمام المئتين ثم جاء ملعون وطعن فرسه فأخذه الفرس إلى معسكر الأعداء The man came and stabbed the horse of Ali al-Akbar Instead of the horse taking him to his father The horse took him to the enemies The enemy surrounded Ali from every angle Narration say And then they cut him into pieces فقطعوه إربا إربا فنادى يا أبتا هذا جدي قد سقاني من كأسه الأوفى Imam Hussein came to his son Ali. He came to his son Ali and narration say that he had lost his patience. He was grieving at the body of Ali. Imam Zainul Abidin says, Oh Aunt Zainab, go and rescue my father Hussein. فَقَدْ أَخْشَى عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَمُوتَ I'm afraid that my father is going to pass away because of this tragedy. What did Zainab do? She came out of the tent as soon as Imam Hussein saw that there is a female coming out of the tent shouting wa waladaya wa aliya Imam Hussein went and he told Zainab to go back in the tent then he tried to carry the body of Ali al-Akbar imagine brothers what happened to the heart of this father he tries to carry his hand but his feet is amputated he tries to carry one part another part is amputated altogether wa husayna wa shahida wa mazluma ya there was one man left in the camp a 6 months year old infant Imam Hussein came into the tent. Zainab says to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, before you go, go get some water for this 6-month-year-old child. فَإِنَّهُ يَتَلَظَّى مِنَ الْعَطَيَشِ Narration say that this child could no longer breathe. He could no longer even cry because he was so weak. Imam Hussein took this child. He sat on the back of the horse. He went towards the enemies. He says to them, يا قوم قد قتلتم إخواني وأولادي وأنصاري وما بقي إلا هذا الطفل وهو يتلظى عطشا فهل له شربة من الماء سبيل He says, you have killed my family and my progeny and my brothers and my companions and only this child has remained. Can you give him a drink of water? They began to say to him, Aba Abdullah, send the child, we will give him water. Some said, no, we will not give. Umar ibn Sa'd comes and said, Ya Hussein, if this earth was all water, and we had the capability to give you, we would never give you. Then he says to Harmala, oh Harmala, do you see Hussein? He says, yes. He says, do you see that child in the lap of Hussein? He says, yes. He says, I want your arrow in the neck of that child. فَرَمَاهُ حَرْمَلَةٌ فَقَتَلَهُ وَذَبَحَهُ مِنَ الْوَرِيدِ إِلَى الْوَرِيدِ أَيْنَ الْمُنَادِي وَمَظْلُومَهُ وَشَيِّدَهُ. The arrow landed right in the neck of that child. What did Imam Hussein do? Imam Hussein took the blood of that child. He threw it to the sky. The blood never came back. Imam Hussein now wants to take this child back to his mother. How is he going to take a 6-month-old infant to his mother with an arrow in his neck? Imam Hussein put this child under his abba. He goes, as soon as he reaches the tent, he comes back. He doesn't know what to do. Narrations say he went back and forth 7 times. Imagine what goes on in the heart of this father. Then Imam Hussein was seen to dig a ditch with his sword behind the tent for this infant. Then Zainab came and she saw him. She says, Ya Aba Abdullah, what has happened? He says, I'm digging a grave for this 6-month-old Ali ibn al-Asghar. Brothers and sisters, we're coming to the end of it. Our Mawla goes into his tent and he changes his attire. He comes out towards the tent of the woman. I want all of you to take your hearts towards Karbala, towards Imam Hussein. Every cry, every tear, every shout that you shout here tonight is participation in the Aza with Fatima al-Zahra, with Amir al-Mu'mineen, with Rasulullah, with Sahib al-Zaman. فجاء الحسين إلى الخيام قائلا هل من راحم يرحم آل رسول الله هل من ناصر ينصر ذرية الطاهرة البتول. Is there anyone to come to the rescue of the children of Rasulullah and the children of فاطمة الزهراء. ثم التفت إليهم ونادى يا سكينة ويا فاطمة ويا زينب ويا أم كلثوم عليكم مني السلام فهذا آخر الاجتماع وقد قرب منكم الافتجاع الوداع الوداع الفراق الفراق. He says, oh Zainab, oh Rabab, Kulthum, all the women and children, come and say your goodbyes to your Mawla Aba Abdullah. They gathered. He says to them, soon you will be taken as captain. One of them fell on his feet, another one fell on his hand, another one is holding on to him, saying his goodbye. قوموا إلى التوديع. قوموا إلى التوديع. عن أخي دعا بجواده إن الفراق طويل. فخرجنا ربات الخدر عواذرا وغدا لها نحو الحسين عويل. They all came out watching Abu Abdullah. He sat on the back of the horse. Ya sahib al-zaman, anta al-mu'azza ya maulai. فذهب الحسين إلى الميدان وركب الجواد وسمع صوت الحوراء زينب من صوت الخيام من صوب الخيام قائلة يا أبا عبد الله يا أبا عبد الله مهلا مهلا يا ابن الزهراء مهلا مهلا يا ابن يا أبا عبد الله اكشف عن نحرك وصدرك وأبا عبد الله show me your chest واي زينب فكشف الحسين عن نحره وصدره فشمته الحوراء زينب في نحره وقبلته في نحره وتوجهت نحو المدينة وقالت يا أمه يا زهراء هذه أمانتي قد أديتها Oh mother Fatima, this is what you asked me to do, Hussein says to her. Oh Zainab, what is it that you wanted? My mother said. She says to me, there will be a day that you will see your brother Hussein in Ashura all by himself. There is no one to come to his rescue. There is no one to come to his assistance. On that day, I want you to kiss him from his chest. I want you to kiss him from his neck. I say to him, Ya Aba Abdullah, how can I be wearing my amama when soon your amama fell off from the top of your head? How can the woman have protection and hijab when Ya Aba Abdullah, soon the hijab was taken from your wives and children, from the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, all of you, wa Husayna, wa Shahida, wa Mazluma. فذهب الحسين إلى الأعداء وقاتل قتالا شديدا حتى قتل 80,000 وما هو بين ذلك وما هو في تلك الحالة وإذا بهم حوط الحسين عليه السلام من كل طرف He was fighting then they all surrounded him from every angle وأقبلوا يطعنون الإمام مع الرمح والخنجر فسقط الإمام من على جواده Then they began to stab him with their spears with their arrows All of his body was in wounds He fell from the top of his horse His amama fell السلام على الشيب الخضيب Where were you O Fatima al-Zahra when your son Hussein fell from the back of that horse فأخذ الثوب يمسح الدم عن وجهه المبارك He took his shirt to remove the blood from his chest from his face وإذا أتاه شمرا وجلس على صدره Then suddenly he saw Shim sitting on his chest Suddenly Sayyida Zainab goes into the tent of Zainul Abidin. She says, Oh Zainul Abidin, I don't see or hear your father. Zainul Abidin says, Oh Zainab, remove the tent, let me see the sky. Then suddenly he saw the sky changing red. He says, Wa Abasa, Wa Husayna, ya, ya. Yeah. all of you all together. We give our condolences to Rasulullah, my love Hussein, my love Hussein. Every man, every woman, every child in this majlis, you will shout together, chant together for Aba Abdullah, as if you're standing in front of his shrine in Karbala. My love Hussein, my love Hussein. My love Hussein. My love Hussein. Now beat your chest and chant after me. Husaynan wa Husaynan wa Husayna. Husaynan wa Husaynan. This is not the chanting of those mourning their beloved Imam Hussein. Husaynan wa Husaynan wa Husayna. Husaynan wa Husaynan. Husaynan wa Husaynan. We give our condolences to you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, Anta al-Mu'azza. Husaynan wa Husaynan. Husaynan wa Husaynan wa Husayna. We give our condolences to you, O Fatima. Husaynan wa Husayna. Husaynan wa Husaynan. We give our condolences to you, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Husaynan wa Husayna. Husaynan wa Husaynan. We give our condolences to you, Ayyuha al-Hasan al-Mujtaba, all the way to Baqi. Husaynan wa Husaynan. Husaynan wa Husaynan. They say Ayatullah Bahr al-Uloom used to run today, a day like today, in Aza in Karbala, known as Aza Tuwarij, where they run all the way from Tuwarij to Karbala barefoot. They saw this marji' running, beating his head, beating his chest, then suddenly he fainted. They came to him, they said, Agha, you have taken off your amama, you are running barefoot, you are saying, Ya Hussein, why did you faint? He says, La talumuni, anni wal الله رأيت صاحب العصر يقول وحسينا ويبكي بدل الدموع دمع. Don't blame me, for I saw صاحب الزمان hitting on his head and calling out, Oh Father Hussein. We give our condolence to you tonight, يا صاحب الزمان. حسينان وحسينان. Husaynan wa Husaynan. Husaynan wa Husaynan wa Husayna. Raise your hands for dua. Raise your hands for supplication. It is the time of dua. Tonight have concluded. Insha'Allah, all of you will take your hajat from Aba Abdullah, from Fatima to Zahra. You are the guest of Fatima tonight. You are the guest of Amir al-Mu'mineen. You are the guest of Rasulullah. You are the guest of Sahib al-Zaman. This is his majlis. Nas'aluka Allahumma wa nad'uk. باسمك العظيم الأعظم الأعز الأجل الأكرم 10 times يا الله Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. 5 times, those who are ill in this majlis tonight, know that you are the guest of Imam Hussein, you are the guest of Fatima, the most generous, the most compassionate. I want you to recite this ayah knowing that they are your last resort. If you have difficulty, if you have pain, if you have illnesses, if you have your hajat, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yujibul muttarra idha da'a. Hands towards Allah. Amma yujibul. Amma yujibul. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Oh Allah, every man, every woman, everyone present in this majlis, forgive our sins. Bestow unto us from your forgiveness. Our parents, our grandparents, our family members, those who have passed away, shower onto their graves from your compassion. Shower onto their graves from your mercy. O Allah, every mu'min and every mu'mina in this majlis with an illness, give them cure. O Allah, every mu'min and every mu'mina around the world with an illness, give them cure. Those who have family issues, give them solutions. Those who desire children, they give them the best of progeny. Those who are in need of financial assistance, give them an abundance of rizq, halal of rizq. O Allah, our commemoration for Ahlul Bayt, accept it from us. Give us the honor of visiting Imam Hussein in the dunya. The honor of his shafa'ah in the akhirah. Oh Allah, the first night of our grave, allow that night to be the night of our ease. And that night, oh Allah, show us the face of Aba Abdullah. Ajjil Allahumma faraja Mawlana sahib al-zaman wa ila arwah al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. الفاتحة مع الصلوات. As you all know, brothers and sisters, that tonight there was no lecture because of Sha'am Ghariba. But tomorrow, inshallah, there will be a lecture. And Saturday will be my last lecture, inshallah, in this community. Furthermore, I would like to acknowledge my brother. Can we have the lights on? I would like to acknowledge my noble brother, Allama Sheikh Muhammad Falah Al-Attar, who was actually reciting in the Arabic language at IPF. I welcome him to this community. He's a great scholar, a great speaker, and I'm sure the community in IPF has extremely benefited from his presence. Please welcome him to our majlis with a loud salawat.